So now, look at all the phenomena like star. Okay, so now, meditation is understood this. So the those who realized in this, and especially Arya beings, the Arhatas, and the Arya Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, you see, they see you. They see you, your eye, completely empty. What appears to you, what you believe, say, something in the truth, you know, say, but what they see you as, you know, the reality, what they see you, your reality, are completely empty. And your eye gets, they see you, your eye gets completely empty right there. Nothing slightest exists from that. And then they see form what you see as I described before, real from its outside, you believe are completely empty. So same sound similar to that. The whole entire phenomena, you illusion, object and mind. Perceiving, you see real, believe real, but they see all this totally empty, completely empty of the real. Totally empty. Oh, so that's what you meditate, that's what you need to meditate. Look at all the causes of phenomena, like star. So, particularly, I think those examples I mentioned, phenomena, okay? Plenty. So, this, yeah. So, maybe a few seconds of meditation, this. Only a few seconds. So daytime, you don't see a star. Using that example. then like a defected view, a rib, defected view. It's because of the phenomena like that. So this is the relation to the true existence. So the defected view, if you believe that you believe they're real, then you get into problems. So these causal phenomena appear to an extent, and you believe then that it makes you continuously die, born, suffer, experience suffering the whole entire samsara. And endlessly, not only besides beginners, endlessly. So that's what the effect. Great danger. So the greatest danger, greatest danger to. So this appears in the real, existing from sight, not merely the mind, but looking at them as like a defected view, okay? Not true. All this is not true. Empty. Mame. So this causes the phenomena, butter, maize, butter, let me say. So borderline exists by depending on many causal conditions. The people who make and the materials or so and things it exist. So this causes the phenomena. So you are my life and the eye and I guess and then belongings and all the belongings and the family, friends, enemies, all these things. It depends on so many causal conditions. Depends on such cross conditions. So they say. So they under control that. So that's why that's why the nature of impermanence change nature of impermanence. So depending on so many cause conditions, so not that not so let's see. Do not exist. They don't exist. They're not permanent. They don't exist alone. Okay. With its own freedoms. Then, like illusion. So again, that refers to the there are many hallucinations, but especially it refers to truly existence. True existence, I, action, objects, all the rest of phenomena. So this like illusion. Do not exist. Do not exist. They're truly, totally empty. They're like water dew on the plants, on the ropes, on the rubber wires or the plants or what to do or drop. That can be dropped any time. So showing impermanence. Indefinite. So all these cultural phenomena I mentioned before, like the drop, like water dew, the nature impermanence can be stopped any time. You can do it at the end, but maybe it's good one by one in a conclusion. So therefore, there's no point to rise. Attachment and anger in the next way. At least to bring these things. There's no reason for that. So to bring that conclusion might be good. Up to each one, or if not, then at the end. But that's what comes in your heart. All these kinds of phenomena, like water bubble. As Skeptic Demolition which says, looking very beautiful, but nothing but looking very beautiful. Very impermanent nature, so they can, you can't trust, you can't see, it can be stopped, it can be puffed any time. So that's more impermanent nature, showing impermanent nature. So similar, this cultural phenomena. How much they look beautiful, high value, this can be stopped any time. They don't have to be attached to, or anger or anything, or anything else. So they all these kind of cultural phenomena, like a dream. So that now this relates to the hallucination, true existence, all this. So look at all this in true existence, I action, object, all the phenomena in true existence, okay? So all this, something appearing real from that, and you believe real, okay? And you let your mind to believe real, and then true, see? So all this, like dream. All this is like dream. So, using example like dreams, so as I mentioned before, everything what you see in the dream is nothing exists from its own sight. Even though it appears existing from outside, but nothing exists from its own sight. So exactly like this, all these true phenomena, all these real phenomena, in the reality, they are totally empty. At all to be attached to grasp, no angry or ignorance. Then all this, look at this causal phenomena, light thing. Again, showing impermanence, the nature impermanence. So light thing, it happened, but it's gone. Next minute, it's gone. So all this, even this, including this human rebirth that I have, most precious human rebirth, all the things, all this, and then just like light thing, it's very, very, very short time, you see. So this happened, and gone, like that thing. So when the death comes, it all becomes like this. Whole entire life becomes, it happened, but it's gone. So there's nothing to, nothing to attach to, nothing to angry, to be ignorant, you see. Then, like clouds, look at the custom, that's like clouds. So again, reminding impermanence, the nature impermanence. While you're looking at the clouds, they're changing. Decaying, changing. While looking at the clouds, and you look at the clouds, but next minute you want to look it up, it's not there. Or things like that, So nature impermanence. The same causes the phenomena. Nature impermanence. They're changing not only day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and second by second, even within second, they're changing, decaying, do not last. And they can be stored in the time. This is reality. So therefore, there's nothing to grasp, attach to, or anger to, or also ignorance.